UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told the special meeting that the social and economic impact of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa has been broad and deep and will outlast the outbreak itself. He said the three most affected countries have experienced significant development setbacks.
Hard-won peace dividends are being eroded. Before the Ebola outbreak, the economies of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone were vibrant and growing. Now they are weak and stagnant.
The president of the General Assembly, Sam Kutesa, used figures from the World Bank to illustrate the impact that Ebola has had on the three West African countries.
According to the World Bank, the effect of the Ebola epidemic on sub-Saharan Africa's economy is expected to be around $3 to $4 billion. It is also estimated that the short-term GDP growth rate projections in 2014 decreased from 4.5 to 2.4 in Guinea, from 5.9 to 2.5 in Liberia, and from 11.3 to 8% for Sierra Leone.
The Minister of Finance and Economic Development in Sierra Leone, Dr. Kefala Mara, one of the ministers from the region who participated in the meeting, spoke by video link from the country's capital, Freetown.
The Ebola outbreak has disrupted economic activities in agriculture, mining, trade, transportation, tourism, construction, and many other areas. The two key ore mining companies are facing financial difficulties. These are London Mining as well as African Minerals. Inflation, which had declined to 6.4% in April of this year, has rose to 7.8% in October and is driven mainly by food supply shortages. The end December 2014 target for inflation has been revised to 7.5% to 10%. Inflation is expected to remain high, reaching 14% at the end of 2015.
The president of ECOSOC, Ambassador Martin Sajik of Austria, spoke about the need to find solutions to address the multidimensional nature of the Ebola outbreak and make the affected countries resilient to future health emergencies and crises.
While the Security Council and the General Assembly are focused on mobilizing international support for stopping the outbreak in the short term, the ECOSOC must begin to plan for a post-Ebola response that will ensure that the affected countries do not fall too far off track from progress already achieved towards the MDGs. In doing so, linking the current response to longer-term systems, strengthening in the affected countries, will be critical for sustainable development results.
The MDGs are the Millennium Development Goals set by world leaders in 2000 to eradicate extreme poverty, improve people's health, and promote gender equality. The deadline for these goals are 2015, and there are now discussions of Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, that will replace the MDGs. Derek Mbata, United Nations.